Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. I know a lot of people out there, I mean, I guess maybe all of us, Bryce Harper fans. I'm a Bryce Harper fan. But man, it seems like when this comes up, there's a lot of defenders out there. And I don't get it. I will be all ears. I promise to listen. But it just baffles me that more people don't sort of scrutinize the reality that through two seasons, while he's been very good, I think he's not lived up to his end of the bargain on that contract. Let's go to the phones, find out what everyone thinks. 215-592-9494. We've got a Bryce. I don't think this is Bryce Harper, although that would be kind of funny, John, if Bryce Harper called into the show. Hey, Bryce, what's wrong, man? Get in the top 20 of MVP.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Bryce in Wilmington. Probably not Bryce Harper. Hello, Bryce.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Doing well, Bryce.
So, I just want to touch on John real quick. The only point I don't like that you make was, making the whole bad team excuse, because Mike Trout is the favorite to win every year. But other than that, like, I'm on your side completely. I think with Harper, you got to look at, like, the big picture. Like, before we had Harper, we were a sad, sad team. And he completely changed the culture of, like, what we're trying to do here. Like,
yeah.
The whole team buys in. Like, they look like they have fun together. They're a family. They were top 10 in offense in almost every category last year. Like, he has completely changed the culture of the Phillies and, like, made us, like, want to win and be better. And he pushes the ownership to be better. And it's, I don't know, I think you have to look at the big picture and with Harper. Like, numbers are important and all, but he brings so much other things to the team that numbers don't show.
Well, let me ask you a question, Bryce, because I know you're giving him credit for stuff like, John Middleton spending, $100 million on JT Realmuto, which strikes me as maybe a stretch, but all right, you believe it, that's fine. Has Bryce Harper on the field lived up to his end of the bargain?
I'm not going to say he's lived up to it, but, like, of course I would like him to be better, but you also have to look at, like, the other stuff. Like, when Reese Hoskins came in the other day and was talking, he said it's awesome batting in front of Harper,
yep,
so he actually gets pitches to hit. So he gets pitches to hit now.
Yep.
And then Bryce Harper will get walked, and he'll get on base. And then that means JT's coming up with two guys on. That just leads to so much offensive possibilities there. Like, I think that's huge. That's why I think when you bring in, like, the home runs and the average and all, like, of course I would like him to have more home runs and more RBIs and a higher average. But if he's getting on base and helping the people in front and behind him to provide for the team, I think that's just as important. I mean, that's huge for the team and making
all right. Now, Bryce, good point there. There's no doubt. I mean, what Hoskins said to us last week when we had him on the show, that resonated with me as well. I mean, you could tell that he obviously really appreciates hitting around Harper and hitting in front of him. Good stuff. And we've got a pair of movie passes for you and a guest to see. Godzilla vs. Kong. It's in theaters and streaming on HBO Max beginning March 31st. It's rated PG-13. Richie's saying to us earlier today that it's his best friend's birthday. Happy birthday to John Richie's best friend.
Yes, my oldest and best friend, Dan Capello.
Okay, but what about...
It's his birthday.
What about me?
Happy birthday. Well,
oh, buddy.
I've known Dan since 1983. Best friendship,
John,
born out of fierce competition. It was the second grade spelling bee. We were the two finalists as school was wrapping up.
Uh-oh.
He spelled German with a J.
Whoops.
And I was like, Wow. J-E-R-M-A-N.
Sure.
Then I had to spell chocolate to win it. We went outside to recess, and we talked about the Police. Hey, the Police, got a new album coming out, Synchronicity.
Wow.
Are you excited? And then we hit it off from there. We wrote a book together.
Sweet.
101 Ways to Kill a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh, Lord.
I was the illustrator. He was the writer.
Oh, Lord.
And it's been a lifetime of friendship.
Two things stand out to me from that story. One, second grade, very impressive to know chocolate in second grade. I think that's a pretty high-level second grade.
Oh, work. Yeah?
And two, I think
even spelling bee.
No, but chocolate's that's a little bit. I struggle with that as an adult at times. Honestly,
hold up.
No, I have.
What?
C-H-O. Hold on, let me write it down. Hold on.
What are we doing? Hold on.
No, it's not the easiest. Chocolate.
It's not the easiest. It's incredibly
I got it.
Easy.
C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E.
Wow.
Yeah, I got
what
it.
A miracle.
But I'm saying for second grade, that's good. The other thing for second grade, dude, to know like Police in second grade, like that's...
Yeah, I mean, I was a big MTV watcher, and so was he.
I'm impressed. I am. Now,
well, he's a great guy. All right. You know, when I take my vacation in the summer, I go up to Chatham, Mass, to spend a week with him and his family.
There you go. All right. Very cool. Yeah, I remember you can do that every year. So in honor of John and his buddy, curious today as we go into the world of both fiction and nonfiction. We can talk about real life. We can talk about the things that are made up. John, when you think in terms of people that are best friends, and I guess we're looking for two. I mean, we're not talking like the TV show Friends and it's a group of six. No, best friends.
Yeah.
I mean, best friends.
Yes.
John, best friends. I don't know if you go real life here or fiction.
This is fictional. This is a new show that I highly recommend. Well, new show for me, Community. Been watching it on Netflix.
Okay.
Abed and Troy are the picture, I mean, inseparable best friends. Besties for life. And completely strange and immature and interesting and fascinating.
Very cool. Best answer by the end of the show wins the pair of passes to see Godzilla versus Kong. Seltzer, best friends, where are you going?
I'm going to go with an answer that you won't get at all, but Richie will agree is a Mount Rushmore answer. Samwell and Frodo.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, yeah. You know, risking your
Boy,
life
that
for
is,
your best
that
friend.
That is a Mount Rushmore
I mean,
right
come on.
There. Yeah.
Look, a lot of ways to go here. A ton of ways to go. I'll go four words here, John. Four words. Me and my buddy. My buddy. No, I'm just joking. Not
really?
No,
did
no.
you have a my buddy?
No, I didn't. But I did like my buddy and me. I like the commercial.
My buddy and me like to climb up a tree. My buddy is my best friend. It could be my buddy. My buddy.
Yeah, that's
my buddy and me.
Well done, John. Well done. No, I'm not going there. Nor am I going to the world of Rocky. You know, I get accused a lot of times of too many Rocky references. I don't even think I can make a Rocky. I was thinking about it before the show, John. Not only do I think Rocky doesn't have a best friend that we know of, I don't think he has a friend that we know of. Mm. I was trying to think about it. All the movies. I don't ever remember Rocky having a friend.
Well, Apollo's his friend.
Apollo.
Their best friend.
Apollo. You're right. Apollo, they
wow,
get there.
Look at you.
But they
the
get there.
Wrong.
They get there in the middle of the third movie.
Yeah.
You think about it, the first two movies. I mean, that Gazzo guy's not his friend. Rock works for him. Paulie's not real. I mean, Paulie, before he gets
that's
with.
That's complicated.
Before he becomes the brother-in-law, is probably technically a friend. But let's put it this way. There's not many friends. There's not many. John, I'll go with one that it ties into both real life and movies. The combo of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, and specifically in Good Will Hunting. You know, whether it's real life or whether it's in a movie, a lot of ways to go here. Everyone think about it. Combo, best friends. Who do you got? 215-592-9494. Best answer wins the Godzilla versus Kong. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair is with us. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mr. DeCamera. Good morning, Mr. Ritchie. And good morning, Behind the Glass Seltzer. You know,
morning.
We are getting softer as a city. We have over the last 10 years. No questions asked when our athletes.
Yep.
The Lindros, Iverson, Bobby Abreu, Scott Rowland, I can go on and on and on. That 90s decade, we were on every athlete for something they did wrong that was not a huge mistake.
Carson eventually got it rough, but it took a while.
Yeah, too long.
I agree.
Now we got, and Bryce Harper is amazing. His stats are as good as Bobby Abreu's. Does he run harder? Yeah. Does he try harder? Does he say the right things? Yeah. But statistically, he's Bobby Abreu since he's been here. He needs to do more. there's no question. Bryce Harper at the plate cannot go in the 3 and 4 week nosedives where he can't hit the ball.
Yep.
Being a superstar or a top 10 player, there are no 2 or 3 week slumps. There are 2 or 3 weeks you carry your team on your back when the rest of the lineup is struggling. That's what we have not seen with Harper yet. And that's what the contract states.
Joe, I agree. I mean, to me, I can break it down in a lot of ways, but I think one of the key things, and you just hit this, he has not carried the Phillies. He hasn't. He hasn't carried. He's helped them. He's helped them a lot. But the way Mike Schmidt could, the way Tommy could, the way Ryan Howard certainly did, he has not carried the Phillies.
Well, you also need the consistency above it. If McCutcheon would have stayed healthy last year and Hoskins didn't nosedive, maybe Harper does have better numbers. You got to remember that last year,
fair.
McCutcheon and Hoskins were awful. Without your top two in the lineup, it's very hard for your three-place hitter to do a lot. So I'll give him the benefit. But this year, I'm not doing that.
Okay, Joe, who are best friends?
I just got to give you about 15 seconds. I need both of you to apologize. A big apology. Ben Simmons is not going to ever do anything with this team. His stat line over the last month is worse than bench players. He's brutal. He is checked in. Once he got the All-Star appearance, he is checked out. He doesn't care about anybody but himself.
Well, he's not shooting. He's again back to not shooting much. What was he last night? Was it 4 for 7? I got to look it up.
Look at his assist total over the last 10 games, Joe.
I know.
His assist total is less than 45.
Listen, there's no
pathetic
question he has regressed since making that All-Star team. It's very
correct.
Annoying. Yep.
I will give you a haymaker. On the air and off the air, for 40 years they've been best friends. Well documented. That is Howard Stern and Ramon Quiver.
Well, I didn't realize that they're best friends in life.
Best friends, yes, for 40 years.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Good. I mean, great answer right there. John, did you know they were best friends?
Yeah. I mean, I knew they were great friends. I don't know if they would call each other. Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Friends. I mean, taking him at his word right there, I'm not sure. All right, John, we got to make a decision. Seltzer, we got to make a decision. We touched on this yesterday, but today's the day to decide on the uniform for tomorrow. For those that missed this yesterday, the last couple of years, I have worn my Phillies Fantasy Camp uniform for opening day. It was sort of I don't want to call it a joke 2 years ago. I guess I would just say I did it to sort of surprise John. We did a broadcast from, I think it was down at the ballpark that year. And I I didn't tell John, right? I didn't tell you in advance I was going to do it, right? I went into a bathroom. And because I went into a bathroom and I popped out of my Phillies uniform. I think it was either right before we were going to do the broadcast or maybe it was in the middle of it. I don't quite remember. But bottom line is I was in a full uniform. I mean, I had everything but the cleats that year. And, it was absurd. It was funny. And it's got my name on the back. It says, the Phillies Fantasy Camp's legit.
It's the real deal.
It's the real deal. I mean, you're literally in a Phillies uniform.
Yeah.
And I think I had the glove and I had the gloves on my hand. The batting gloves. The whole thing was ridiculous. And then I did it again last year. Cool. All right. All good. People get a chuckle out of it. Some people make fun of me. Whatever. You say whatever you want. Well, the reality is, John, they didn't make the playoffs in 2019. They didn't make the playoffs in 2020. We as a show need to decide. And I swear, I'll do whatever people say. I'm all ears. Do I wear the uniform because it's sort of show tradition and goofy and funny and fun? Or do I not wear it because it's been, it's portend, is that the word, portend? Bad things. They didn't make the playoffs. Now, John, you yesterday said I should wear it. Seltzer, you think I should not wear it. I don't know if you guys are going to, like, grab a wishbone and pull, but what happens here today?
Wow. Good question.
I mean, let the audience decide, I guess.
I mean,
you guys are in a tie. One says yes, one says no. I mean,
I think it's a great way to support this Phillies team that deserves our support.
Yep.
They're not getting enough support across this country.
I agree with
people.
That.
Everyone's counting them out. Like, why not be one of those guys who's in and right about being in? Go all in. And I'm all for you wearing the uni. I think it's a cool thing. I love how ridiculous it is.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem. If you want to support the Phillies, you don't wear the uniform. The evidence says it's going to be bad for the Philadelphia Phillies. I want the Phillies to win games. I like to see you embarrassed and all that. I care more about the Phillies winning games.
All right, so
it's so crazy to say that they're not going to win just because of what Joe.
But stuff like that does matter. I mean, the Stanley Cup thing last year, people think I
well, the Stanley Cup thing was definitely real.
I mean,
you ruined it. And now look what you've done to the Flyers.
Oh.
Look at what your cup did.
All right, look.
Poor Carter Hart.
I know. It's all my fault. Both of these guys have had their say, and will continue to have their say through the show. But I want to open it up to everyone, 215-592-9494. I swear, I'll do whatever people decide. Do I wear it? Do I not wear it? It's up to you. Let me know. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. Paul, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, we need more of you in that outfit, man. I think you should wear it.
Okay.
I've been trying to coordinate the Eagles' opponents' colors to my underwear selection on Sunday without much luck over the years. So I'm not a big believer in that. But, you know, I will say, Joe, I think you're out of your rocker a little bit, even though I understand your perspective on Harper. What I don't understand is why would you think signing a big free agent contract would make someone be a player that they have never been? Like, that's the question I have for you.
Well, exactly
what he was in Washington. He hits about 270, 30-some-odd home runs, 100 RBI, scores about 100 runs.
Actually, I think he's a better version. I think he's matured. He's grown into his role. When he was in Washington, I had questions about where his head was at times.
Yeah, right.
And I know he's focused and honed in on just winning for the Phils here.
All right, Paul, a couple things. So, number one, I think you're right about sort of the career averages. He is pretty much in line with that. But there is the, hey, this is a phenom who will continue to grow and get better, and given what he did at the age of 22. And let's just take a quick go back to 22. It's 2015. He hits a batting average of .330 with an on-base percentage of .460. He had 42 home runs. He had an OPS of 1,100. I mean, this was, you know, so that was at age 22. I think the projection for most people, they thought, maybe wrong, was that this is a guy that was going to be a guaranteed top 10, probably top 5, perhaps top 1 player in baseball. I would tell you, I don't think he's in the top 10 of baseball. I don't. And so, you know, as he moves into his prime, and he's in his prime now, I expected more, and I think most people did. Right or wrong, I think that's the truth.
Well, I think it's going to be like Washington, and it takes something from one of your favorite shows, a political drama that often talked about sample size.
Yeah.
I think you're just going to need to give, I think you're just going to need to give Harp, you know, two more seasons, and this year or, you know, the following season, in the next two seasons, statistics, you know.
But let me
have that ridiculous season where all the balls he hit hard fall in play.
We'll see.
And, you know what I mean? And he does hit 300 and something, and he does drive in, you know, more like 130.
But Paul, let me ask you a question. You say sample size. I don't think this one's too small. We were asked by the radio station to make what they termed bold prediction. These predictions went up on WIP's website, I think, in the last couple of days. Bold prediction for the Philly season. And my prediction is probably not even that bold, but my prediction was, and I'll just read right from it, Bryce Harper will not finish in the top 10 of MLB home runs for the 9th time in his 10-year career. And then I put in parentheses, he has only been in the top 20 two times in his first 9 seasons. So, you know,
that's not a bold prediction.
Well, here's the thing. It's not really that small. It's not a small sample size, Paul.
Bold prediction.
I mean, Paul, when you're talking about 9 years and he's been in the top 10 of home runs once, that's a pretty good sample size, and that's only one time out of 9, man. That's not good. Meaning for the salary, that's not good.
Yeah, well, you know, but Joe, I think what you're going to have to wrap your head around. That's what it took to bring a guy like that into this franchise. So I think if you just kind of, you know, kind of remove that expectation that is salary driven and look at what his
I can't do it. I'm not going to. I will never evaluate a veteran player on a big contract that does not take into account how much money he and his agent fought for in a negotiation. I will never discount that.
I bet you a large piece of you're happy at the end of this year, brother. I'll say that.
Give me a combo of best friends, Paul.
Okay, it's going to be Beavis and Butthead. And for once, I'm not talking about Roseman and Lurie. You know, I'm actually talking about the cartoon characters, Beavis and Butthead.
You got it, Paul. Appreciate it.
Hey, super answer.
Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all the college hoop games at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, do you like the NFL's decision to change as they did officially this week? We knew it was coming, but to officially change to a 17-game schedule. A, yes, B, no. We've been down this road discussing it before, but it's now here. It's real. John, your answer. I actually forget. I think you're mostly a no, right? How did you net out on your personal?
I'm a no.
You're a no.
I can't believe the union allowed this to happen.
Yeah, it was the younger guys that make less money that were the ones that let this thing go through. Seltzer, you are a yes or no in 17 games.
I'm a no.
Yeah, I'm a no also. And I lean into the cookie theory. I've got different theories in life. One is the Paul Abbott theory. If you remember, there was a Phillies pitcher named Paul Abbott about 15 years ago. That theory is anybody but him. Okay, that's my anybody but him theory. I call it the Paul Abbott theory. At some point, you just got to take a guy out of the rotation and say anybody but him. I also have the cookie theory. More of something good isn't necessarily better, right? We love cookies, but you know we all like the first cookie more than the 15th cookie. At some point, you get cookied out. I think this is a case of the cookie theory applying here in football. 17 games. Look, is it going to be a total turnoff? Of course not. Things are going to be fine. But do I think the NFL is better with 16 games on a whole different level of ways, bunch of ways? Sure. You're going to have more injuries by playoff time. You're going to have another quarterback or two maybe that gets knocked out during a regular season. You're going to have more teams that have to shut it down that are actually going to make the playoffs, but they've clinched a bye. I worry about this one, John. You're going to have teams that clinch a bye or even maybe clinch the number two seed. Not going to get the bye, but the number two seed. And they're going to have, like, two games left.
Yeah.
And so what are you going to – you know, are you going to shut it down for two games? Maybe you also are that bye seed team that then has a bye in the first round of the playoffs. Like, this can get a little bit college football-ish. Hey, guys, we're shutting it down.
Totally.
28 days from now, we'll figure it out, and everyone stay in shape. I mean, I don't like that. You know, it's just going to be funky. I think it could have an impact on fantasy football. If fantasy, not that this is my number one concern, believe me, it's not. But I mean, if fantasy football goes through what will now be 17 of the 18 weeks, does fantasy football get a little more funky in that championship round? You know, there's the injury factor. There's just, you know, there's the fact that, yes, the younger players make more money, but the guys at the top end don't make nearly as much money percentagely as the younger guys that are on the smaller con. There's just a lot of issues to me.
Percentagely again. It gives you what we've got is a decreased level of play, I believe. The last game, week 17 of the season, it's always hit and miss around the league. And now you've got essentially two week 17s. I think that's a mistake, and especially because we are risking the livelihood of these players by putting them in that position.
Yeah, it's a whole nother.
That's always a strange spot. When you got one team playing backups, you got another team playing starters. You got one team not fully invested. You got the other going full bore.
Yep.
Perfect scenario to set up for injury. I don't like thinking that way, but it's just the reality of the situation.
It's going to make it harder for the odds makers, the bettors. I mean, like, how do you bet those games? Who do you know? I don't think it was necessary. It's a money grab. Pure and simple, it's a money grab.
And
yes, by the owners and the players. It's a money grab.
It does not feel like this was born from a positive purpose. It serves one purpose.
Yeah.
That's more money for the guys who are already billionaires.
That's all it is. Well, and the players.
And it hurts the guys. Yeah, it hurts the players.
Yep.
Well, yes, and the salary cap will go up as a result, which I guess in roundabout way
it's just a money grab.
Guys. But, yeah.
Look, you can weigh in on it, 215-592-9494. I know we love football. We all love football. Did we want an extra game? You tell us. Where do you stand? Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. Also up ahead, the Phillies' decision on the closer spot. We'll get to that as well. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.